How wonderful it is for us this morning to begin Thanksgiving Day being like this leper and coming to give thanks to God first, before going off to our various celebrations. For in reality, everything we celebrate today as an American culture is an imitation of what we celebrate at each and every Mass. As you have probably heard already, that the word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. And every day on this day, Thanksgiving is found perfectly at Mass. And I'd like to kind of look at some of the ways in which our celebration reflects and imitates this cultural day of Thanksgiving. For one, Thanksgiving is often celebrated in a home, where many people, different people, are hosting for family and friends. And what is a home but a place of rest, comfort, peace, and a sanctuary from the outside world and its troubles? What is, when we come to Mass, what do? But we come to the home of God, a place where our hearts find rest, comfort in His Word. We exchange the sign of peace with one another, and we come to this sanctuary to find a sanctuary from our troubles. Thanksgiving is a time when we gather together with our families and friends, a gathering which involves at times people we are very close with, and also at times family and friends that we don't always see eye to eye with. It's a reminder, don't bring up politics today. But it's a time to lay aside our differences and give thanks for the bonds which do hold us together. And at Mass, we gather together as the family of God. Brothers and sisters, through baptism, we set aside any differences that we may have to gather and worship and give thanks to God for the spiritual bond that we share as brothers and sisters in Christ. Thanksgiving is a time for food and to share a meal together, and not just any meal, a meal of overabundance, one in which we do not have to think if there will be enough to go around, and we can go to eat again and again and again. Here at Mass, we share the meal, the supper of Christ's body and blood, a meal that is a spiritual overabundance, that God is never outdone in generosity and we are never left wanting from Him, that we can go to Him again and again and again, and He always gives. He overly abundantly bestows Himself in the Eucharist for us each and every day. And so how else then could we start this day then without being like this leper and giving thanks to God? How else could we go about and celebrate culturally without celebrating perfectly today? And so I just offer that may God, as we hear in Sirach, may this day be one that He grants you joy of heart. May peace abide among you and your homes, and goodness endure with you and your family today. And on behalf of St. Joseph Parish, may you have a happy and Eucharistic Thanksgiving, a day of home, family, and overabundance of food. A day which we as an American culture imitate in a small way what us Catholics celebrate perfectly at each and every Mass.